So we have a bunch of guests here from Peaches and Hot Sauce tonight. They are our one, indeed, they're an awesome comedy production group here in Chicago. They do podcast videos. Super, super great. This next gentleman was here when we did a show with him last February. We did a fan fiction show with Peaches and Hot Sauce. He told a great story about speed running through life as though it were a video game and how you shouldn't do that. This is Zach Mass.
Oh, thanks, Eric. I should mention, in fifth grade, we had like a little class yearbook, and it said like, "What's your favorite song?" And I said "Save Tonight" because it was on the radio. And I didn't learn until about last year that Eagle Eye Cherry is not the name of a band; it's the name of a man. And my childhood was ruined. No, it's a very cool name. Very cool name. Hi, guys. So as a kid, I liked a lot of nerdy things. I loved to read, and I loved playing video games. I traded Pokemon cards. I thought Aerosmith was a cool band. But there's one thing I never really got into, and that's comics. I remember flipping through a few X-Men comics in my brother's room, but I don't remember which ones. Besides, they were too complicated. Their time travel and all that. I preferred the X-Men on TV, where the funny Cajun man did magic tricks and waved a stick around. I was too young to appreciate the nuance, maybe. I think I may have read an issue or two of Richie Rich. They even gave that one a full movie adaptation, but at the time I wrote it off as a poor man's blank check. By the time I was 12, the comic I read most voraciously was Garfield. Don't ask me how I got out of that phase with a sense of humor intact, because I didn't. I still don't know what a joke is. Let me try telling you a joke. In second grade, I told a teacher that Jim Davis was my hero. No, wait, that really happened. I don't know what jokes are. All this is to say, I've never gotten what comics are all about. In college, my friends geeked out over Ex Machina and The Watchmen, whereas I lacked even a basic understanding of the Marvel Universe. Which really put me behind in college, because that was when the assault on our collective wallets, known as the Marvel Cinematic Universe, really took off. I loved Iron Man. I thought it was funny and slickly directed and simple. Spider-Man 2, great. He fights an evil octopus man. I'm on board. The Dark Knight was a little in-depth, but it was a great movie, easy to follow, and thematically cohesive. I love it. Then they started the damn Avengers. Look, if you like the Avengers, that's cool. It's all your favorite characters together at last. But as a guy who's not well-versed in the graphic canon of Marvel, let me tell you that the Avengers is a total incoherent shit show. I saw Age of Ultron on opening weekend, and people behind me went wild at every slice of fan service dangled over their mouths. Which is great, because those fans deserve to see millionaires cosplaying as their favorite characters. But Marvel Studios forgot to make an actual movie. It sucks. When Vision came on screen, I had no idea who he was, and furthermore, I had no reason to care. Look, nostalgia is a wonderful feeling, but Marvel movies aren't nostalgia. They're references. It's hard to feel like a kid again when you're scratching your head over who this boring asshole with the red face is floating on your IMAX screen. The best kind of nostalgia is the kind that taps into some universal experience of childhood. And not everyone's lucky enough to have a floating red asshole as a father. I was. But movies that tap into a universal experience of nostalgia are what we call art. So it's unfair to hold the Marvel movies to that standard. I suppose if you had read the comics, Avengers Age of Ultron didn't really suck. It might have actually been pretty fun. But it's nothing compared to the fun I had at Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties. There weren't many people there. But my second grade teacher was losing her shit. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Zach. As a comic aficionado, I do have to agree. I thought Age of Ultron was pretty substandard. But have you watched Daredevil on Netflix?
No.
Dude, it is amazing. Like, it's so good. I think the Marvel Netflix shows are going to put the movies to shame, honestly. Except Cap 2. Cap 2 is fucking great. Anyway, that's enough of me talking about this.